Miss Kitty to you, pal.
Tears threatened at every moment of every hour, it seemed. Her stomach refused food, and her body, having slept for nearly 3 months, insisted upon being conscious through every painstaking emotion her mind put it through. She had to fight it, to not give in. It was dangerous and deadly, but she was so tired. Something had to change, and only Amelia had the power to change it. The sound of the door chime woke her from a sleep she hadn't realized she'd fallen into. Miss Kitty bolted for the door, something she did only when she was sure who was on the other side. Jacob, Amelia realized, taking a quick glance at the clock. Somehow, she'd lost several hours. With a deep breath, she opened the door. Her heart stood before her, his disheveled look a mirror image of her own. Blanca, he greeted in a low voice. He wouldn't meet her eyes, but had he tried, she would have looked away. The tenderness might have been enough to make her doubt the courage of her convictions. The comforting timbre of his voice was already distressing enough. Hi, she replied, opening the door wider to allow him entrance. The second he stepped into the foyer, the room lit up with his presence, as if to say, ah, this is more like it. So did Amelia, though it wasn't a feeling she could allow herself to linger in. I was going to make some sweet tea, but I fell asleep. I have bottled water, though, if you're thirsty. Of course he knows there's bottled water. He bought it. Though the sweat beaded at his brow from the sweltering August heat, Jacob shook his head. No, I'm fine. Are you okay, Amelia? I mean, overall? Her heart surged again. Oh, how she longed to tell him, no, no, I'm absolutely miserable without you. I'm lost, devastated, and broken in ways I can never repair. I struggle even to breathe. But instead, she said, I'm holding up. My family needs me, especially Ashley, now that Christine took the boys and ran off. Jacob shook his head. I heard. Tell him, well, I mean, you don't have to tell him, but I'm sorry. I'll tell him, Amelia promised. Jacob and her brother had always been fond of one another, despite having little in common. Ashley was as disappointed as their mother when Amelia set her mind on a life without Jacob. But neither of them understood what Amelia had been through when her mind locked her in a prison for 3 months. None except Oz, and he was the last person on Earth she wanted to see.
So, you said you had the rest of the boxes packed? Jacob ventured, looking around the room in what seemed a mixture of awkwardness and longing.
Oh, yes, let me get them, she answered, and started up the stairs toward the room they'd shared for years. She was surprised to hear his steps following her, but she shouldn't have been. Always a gentleman, he never would have let her bring them down all on her own. As they turned the corner into the room, all at once, his strong arms came around from behind, gently encircling her. His breath wisped hot at her neck, and he entreated,
Blanca, why?
Amelia stared straight ahead, rigid, though her heart raced as hard, if not harder, than his. This was always the ending, Jacob. We just didn't know it.
The only ending I ever envisioned was the one with us growing old together, bickering over who was picking dinner, he teased, though his tone remained solemn. Nothing you've said has convinced me that can't happen.
It would hurt to face him in the middle of such a discussion, but Amelia couldn't say these things to a blank wall. She turned and looked directly into his eyes. You'll never know what I went through. Even if I tried to explain it, you will still never, ever know. And I wouldn't want you to, for your sake. Jacob's lips tensed, a familiar attempt to conceal his emotions.
Is it Oz? If it is, I don't want to know the details. A nod will be sufficient.
No, she replied quickly. Maybe too quickly. Absolutely not. It isn't like that.
Oh, but it was. Not by any choice I made or would make, but still. He saved your life, so I can't hate him for that, but I know there's something between